Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we mark a significant milestone in India's history, let us delve into the fascinating story of Goa, a state that has undergone a remarkable transformation over the years. Today, we celebrate the 39th anniversary of Goa becoming India's 25th state, a journey that is as intriguing as it is informative. First, let us set the context. Goa attained full statehood on 30th May 1987, under the Goa, Daman and Diu Reorganization Act, 1987, enabled by the 56th Constitutional Amendment Act, 1987. Until then, Goa had been a union territory, formed after the liberation from Portuguese rule on 19th December 1961, through Operation Vijay. Daman and Diu were carved off as a separate union territory at the same time. 30th May is annually celebrated as Goa Statehood Day, a public holiday in the state. Now, let us explore the Goa story, which can be divided into five phases. Operation Vijay, which took place in December 1961, was the liberation phase. By 1961, Portugal, under Antonio Salazar's Estado Novo regime, refused to leave Goa despite India's repeated diplomatic overtures. After Portuguese forces fired on Indian fishermen and the Sabarmati ship incident at Anjadiv Island, India launched a coordinated military operation. This operation was internationally controversial, with Portugal protesting at the UN Security Council and the Soviet Union vetoing a resolution condemning India. Pope John XXIII issued a statement, and Portugal severed diplomatic relations with India until 1974, post-Carnation Revolution. The constitutional path was the next phase. Goa's integration required constitutional amendments to add it to the first schedule. The 1967 opinion poll was a significant event in this phase. When Goa became a union territory in 1962, the Maharashtravadi Gomantak Party demanded the merger of Goa with Maharashtra, citing linguistic affinity, as Konkani was classified as a dialect of Marathi at the time. The United Goans Party, supported by Catholics and Konkani language activists, opposed the merger. The Konkani-Marathi controversy resurfaced, and the Konkani language was eventually recognized in the 8th schedule in 1992. Alongside Manipuri and Nepali. What makes this significant is that Goa's 1987 statehood is part of India's broader state reorganization history. The State's Reorganization Commission played a crucial role in this process. Now, let us turn to Goa's distinctive features. Goa is the only Indian state with a uniform civil code, inherited from Portuguese civil law, specifically the Portuguese Civil Code of 1867. The Goa Uniform Civil Code governs marriage, divorce, succession, and adoption uniformly across communities, frequently cited in national uniform civil code debates. Another significant aspect of Goa is the Konkani revival. Konkani's recognition in the 8th schedule and its development under the Sahitya Akademi have been a cultural milestone. The Goa Inquisition, a historical episode of religious persecution, is a foundational reference in Goan historiography. And here is something that surprises many students: the churches of Goa are a UNESCO World Heritage Site, recognized in 1986. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Goa was conquered by the Portuguese in 1510, led by Afonso de Albuquerque, who defeated the Sultan of Bijapur. The liberation of Goa took place on 19th December 1961, through Operation Vijay, a 36-hour tri-service action. Goa became a union territory in 1962, via the 12th Constitutional Amendment Act. The opinion poll, which took place on 16th January 1967, resulted in 54.2% of the population rejecting the merger with Maharashtra. Goa attained full statehood on 30th May 1987, via the 56th Constitutional Amendment Act and the Goa, Daman and Diu Reorganization Act, 1987. The Konkani language was added to the 8th schedule in 1992, alongside Manipuri and Nepali, through the 71st Constitutional Amendment Act. In 2020, Daman and Diu were merged with Dadra and Nagar Haveli to form a new combined union territory. Operation Vijay, which lasted from December 17 to 19, 1961, was a tri-service operation involving the Indian Army, Air Force, and Navy. The Portuguese Governor General at the time was Manuel Antonio Vassalo e Silva. India suffered casualties of around 22 killed and 54 wounded during the operation. The 1967 opinion poll was conducted under the Goa, Daman and Diu Opinion Poll Act, 1966, and resulted in a majority rejecting the merger with Maharashtra. This was the first and only referendum-like exercise in independent India. Goa, as a state, has some interesting facts. It is India's 25th state, with an area of 3,702 square kilometers, making it the smallest state. The capital is Panaji, and the Legislative Assembly has 40 seats. The population, as per the 2011 census, is around 14.6 lakh. The state language is Konkani, with Marathi and English as associate languages. Goa has the highest GSDP per capita among all Indian states. The constitutional articles relevant to state creation are Article 2, which deals with the admission or establishment of new states, Article 3, which pertains to the formation of new states and alteration of areas, boundaries, or names, Article 4, which implements laws under Articles 2 and 3, and Article 371-I, which provides special provisions for Goa. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the historical context of state formation, the significance of uniform civil code, and the cultural nuances of different states are crucial aspects of your preparation. Remembering key dates, such as 30th May 1987, and understanding the implications of constitutional amendments, such as the 56th Constitutional Amendment Act, can help you tackle questions in the prelims and mains exams. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. Goa's journey from a union territory to a full-fledged state is a testament to India's federal structure and the flexibility of its constitution. The recognition of Konkani as a language and the preservation of Goa's unique cultural heritage are important aspects of India's diversity and inclusivity. Now, let us turn to other significant state creations in 1987. Mizoram became the 23rd state on 20th February 1987, followed by Arunachal Pradesh as the 24th state on the same day. Goa, as we discussed, became the 25th state on 30th May 1987. Goa's unique features, such as the Uniform Civil Code and the recognition of Konkani as a language, make it an interesting case study for students of Indian polity and culture. The churches of Goa, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, are a testament to the state's rich history and cultural significance. In conclusion, Goa's statehood is a significant milestone in India's history, reflecting the country's federal structure, cultural diversity, and constitutional flexibility. As we celebrate 39 years of Goa's statehood, we are reminded of the importance of understanding our history, culture, and constitution, which are essential aspects of our preparation for the UPSC and state PCs exams. The story of Goa serves as a powerful reminder of India's ability to adapt, evolve, and thrive as a diverse and inclusive nation.